It is absolutely a city on edge. Although people are walking, taking the metro now, it's very crowded. I'm at the Place de la République, the big square in the city, of the heart of the city. People are going to their work, of course. Life has to go on. But something really has changed compared to, for instance, the attacks in January. In January, the targets were very clearly identified. It was a weekly, it was a kosher supermarket. Clear targets of ideas, of ideology, and now the targets were just random people, normal people having fun in life. And I think the Parisians woke up Saturday morning and maybe this morning as well, after realizing what happened, that even having a beer on a terrace in Paris, just a very common Parisian habit, can bring your life in danger. So something really has changed.
And what do you think people there will make of the fact that the French government has hit back so swiftly with these overnight attacks in Syria?
Well, the question is, of course, whether these attacks are useful. The so-called Islamic State has issued a press release this morning that there were no people injured or wounded, and that it was just abandoned training camps. Of course, this is all propaganda. But a lot of people are just wondering why the French government wasn't able to prevent these attacks in the first place. Because since January, almost €1 billion have been invested in better intelligence services. 10,000 troops have been deployed in the country since January. There's a very severe privacy law that has been adopted by Parliament, a sort of French Patriot Act. And despite of all these investments and changes, these attacks have happened again. So I think the French government and the French president, they will have some very serious questions to answer about their strategy to attack, to handle terrorism threats.
And questions as well, Stefan, been asked of the police this morning. Lots of the papers covering it. The fact that one of the suspects in the attacks on Friday night appears to have been questioned and stopped by the police and then let go.
Yes, that's rather incredible. But on the other hand, well, I'm not an intelligence expert, but it shows that the main issue with terrorism is that you will have to exchange information. And this is one of the weaknesses in all policies in terrorism. European intelligence services are not really good in exchanging information. Even within France, there are many separate intelligence services that don't really cooperate perfectly. So you can bomb the strongholds of IS. You can invent all kinds of Patriot Acts. But the main, the most important thing is just the exchange of information and the fact that one of the suspects was being interrogated and then released shows, well, the lack of exchange of information.
And just finally, Stefan, one of the issues being picked upon locally here is the fact, of course, of the Euro 2016 qualifiers next summer, the fact that these terrorists targeted that football game. Had they got what they wanted to do, they would have detonated explosives inside the stadium. How worried are the authorities there about that tournament next summer, albeit it's a long way off?
That's a very serious issue, of course. There were also already concerns about this event. And actually, the stadium where the attack happened last Friday is the stadium where the final will be held in July 2016. I think, yeah, the French have to step up their security. But it's very easy to say, but in reality, it's very difficult to do because they already have stepped up security so tremendously that they basically lack personnel. Since January, police officers and military personnel have made a lot of extra hours. They're very tired. They were complaining. There have been already strikes in the police to protest against all the work they have to do. And these attacks just make things worse. And I think there will be a logistical limits as to what the French government can do, but it's sure that the Euro 2016 is a matter of huge concern.